We're CPA.
For CBA, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. Good morning, David.
Gary, how are you doing?
Well, just rolling from the homestead here. Going to meet Tom, KZ4M, for some breakfast over at Denny's on Wade Hampton.
Down somebody. Who else is in there?
Hey, Mr. Dave. KZ4M.
Oh, hey, Tom. Well, y'all going to the wrong place. See, now, I got my grandson, and we're going to the IHOP here in Greer, so y'all ought to meet us over there.
I was originally going to suggest Stack's Original, but they're doing road work on Poinsett Highway, so I wanted to stay off of that. But IHOP's fine by me, Tom.
At y'all's party, I'm just invited, so I'll show up wherever I need to.
Well, the only thing is we can't sit together.
Well, that defeats the purpose. We don't need to crowd in on your time with your grandson there, but we both kind of have the same ideas.
I think Tom doubled with you, but you went out, Gary. But anyway, yeah, his name is Jackson Owens, and they moved to Somerville, and they came back up to, they had a few things in the garage that the movers couldn't put in the truck, so they came back up to get that, and they went back yesterday, so we're keeping the grandson till Saturday, and then we'll take him down after my tennis game Saturday in the morning, and we'll go on down there.
For clarification, is everybody going to IHOP, or are we continuing on our original plan?
IHOP, we can wave at them.
Oh, clarified that for me. Good deal. It'll probably be about 20 minutes before I get there, so we should be arriving somewhere.
Go ahead, Dave.
About 5 minutes or so, I guess, before we get to IHOP. I never can remember. Well, I know where it is. I just can't remember how long it takes to get there. But I hope y'all are having a good morning, and y'all are getting a little respite from the classes, teaching the classes because of this COVID-19.
Out earlier because I'm almost right underneath the repeater. I'm on Highway 276 here heading toward Highway 11. We enjoy teaching the classes, but yeah, we kind of got shut down there. And out of our group, we had about six, I think, people in the classroom. Only one came to test at the last test session, Scott Bay, and he passed. He got his extra, so happy about that. And, of course, the YouTube videos are still rolling along, and we're getting good comments back over there, so we're enjoying that. And, it was sunny before, but now it's starting to rain here. What's going on? Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'd rather be actually in class. It's going to take me a while to dust this rust off. Sharon was asking me a question the other night, and I was thumping her on the head. Come on now. But I didn't hear anybody double up with Gary a while ago when you thought I did. I was listening. It wasn't me. I didn't double with him. So if there's anybody else out there trying to get in, go ahead. Or you can pick it up, Dave, after a short pause.
It could have been something on my receive. that was, it just sounded like, you know, a double, and who knows. With amateur radio, there's always a little, I mean, you know, a little QRM can jump in there and put a monkey wrench and hit everything. Oh, look at there. IHOP. Okay, we'll pick it up, Gary.
Say good morning to Jackson, who is riding along there. Happy to have you with us. Now I've got my two dogs in the back, so they're just rolling along for the ride, and then we're going to try to get over to the dog park after breakfast here. But I saw kind of a weather forecast that said ominous rain coming toward Malden later this morning, and I was going to go to the dog park on Malden Road, so we'll see. We have to play it by ear. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jackson. Glad to have you with us here listening this morning. Keep the elder that's behind the wheel straight. But I'm looking forward to all of this going away and us getting back to our regular routine. This has hit everybody hard.
Change the normal, and I just, you know, people are going, some people are going, what do you call it, stir crazy, or getting the antsy to get out, and I can't think of the term that we normally use, but anyway, you know, we're kind of easing back in, but like I think I've told both of y'all before, my wife keeps a pretty tight rein on me because she don't want me to get sick and dying on her or anything. So, oh me, well we're here, guys. So I hate to bail on you, but y'all enjoy your breakfast at Denny's. I used to meet a buddy of mine there. We'd go motorcycle riding, and we'd meet at Denny's. And then take our ride. So I'll say 73s to the both of you, and y'all try to behave and keep each other in line. You don't want to add Denny's to the restaurants that you've been asked to leave. So anyway, 73s, and talk to you later.
So we made the decision. We're coming to IHOP too, but you go ahead and order and start your breakfast. We'll just wave at you across the room, and you can tell Jackson, hey, those are the guys we talked to on the radio. Go ahead, Tom.
Maybe we'll see you in just a few minutes. I'll tell you what, Japan has taken over ST8 on 20 meters this morning. I don't know if anybody else noticed that or not. There were five different Japan stations on there. I went, wow. But I'm going to run in here into the service station real quick, and then I'll be back with you. I'm going to be out of here for just a minute. I'll talk to you in a minute, Gary. KZ4M Mobile.
Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
C4M KB 4 CPA.
He just stopped at a gas station there, David.
Stop is closed.
Denny's. IHOP that's closer to Greenville, Oddway, Hampton. I think they're open.
I can eat one of the types of pancakes that they serve here, but there's really not a whole lot I can eat at Denny's. Well, okay. I can make do. So we'll see you at Denny's.
There's also the IHOP that's also on Wade Hampton, but toward Greenville, toward downtown. I think they're open. I called them the other day, and they were open.
I thought I saw them open because I've been up and down through there a good bit, so I just assumed this one was open, but you know what you do when you assume. But anyway, got a decision to make. See, I mean, IHOP's like they're like the bomb compared to Denny's. All right, I think we're going to go to IHOP on the way down there on at Wade Hampton near Bob Jones.
And we will too. We'll follow you down there.
AZ Forums mobile again.
Let me make sure I got it. Okay, Dave made it to the IHOP in Greer and it's closed. So we're going to plan B, the IHOP that is on Wade Hampton, but toward downtown Greenville, just past Bob Jones. They should be open because I called them a few days ago to see if their dining room was open. So that's our new target.
That'll work. I'll head that way then.
On Highway 11, just going to cut down 25 and then over on Locust Hill Road, and but you're going to get there before I will.
Do with all your spare time since you don't have to teach class.
Just humanitarian activities. Watching TV.
My best to work on the honeydew list that has been shoved at me for the last, I don't know how long.
I really don't have a honeydew list, but there are obvious things that need to be done, like, you know, cutting grass, you know, and that thing. And I knew, even though we have my grandson, I knew that last night was the only window I was going to have before Monday to, since we're going to Somerville Saturday, to cut the grass. So, I cut the grass last night, and I'm doggone. I put a mower in the shed, and I started walking back toward the house, and it started drizzling rain. And when I got inside, it started pouring rain. So the good Lord was looking out for me, and I'm running into a good bit of rain right now here on Wade Hampton. Oh, and I also put up. I put a new circuit board in the garage door opener. We got a new one, and it got to where you had to unplug it and plug it back in. It would just quit working, and it was doing that quite often. So they sent me a new circuit board, and. I put that in last night. Boy, that was a booger. But I finally got it put in, and of course I had to reprogram it, you know, and all that. But got all that done and got all the remotes programmed again, and so we're back to. We're back to normal with that.
If you're used to having a garage door opener and all of a sudden it's not there, that would not be good, not only for yourself, but for your spouse. So, yeah, good on you. You get brownie points for that.
My favorite sound bar went out, and I've been able to, when I was testing it with my DVOM, I've been able to get it going again. I'm not sure what lead I was touching, but it was actually in the AC to DC board. It was getting the AC, and all the AC side of it was hot. Had power, but it wasn't putting out any DC, so I guess the problem was in the transformer, but it's just got a little bitty transformer in it, but this time I couldn't resurrect it, so I guess it bit the dust, so I bought one for yesterday. You at 34 bucks, and but this is a really good sound bar with a subwoofer, and it's a Vizio, and it was worth the 34 bucks I spent, because I think these things are going for about $200 on up right now.
I just bought a sound bar at Costco the other day because I wanted to improve the sound on my TV. I got a Yamaha, and it was discounted down to $99. Normally it was $200. So I thought I did a good deal, but yeah, you got the good one. Tom, come on in here. Say hello.
I'm passing by the Awful Waffle. They're open. I'm just waiting here at the light at 14 and 29 so I can get turned on Wade Hampton. It does look a little dark back toward Greenville way, but it hadn't rained on me a bit here. I don't know if I want to go that way or not.
Well, I'll be down if you're going, or your vehicle. My radio. It's starting about, I don't know, you know, Wade Hampton there, right below the post office in Taylor's, right there where they built that new Sphinx station on the corner. It's starting about right there, and it gets heavier as you go west.
Echo Yankee, yeah, it's raining here. I'm on Locust Hill Road, just turned off of 25, and so, yeah, that storm stall apparently is over Greenville.
Mike, yes, I'm on Wade Hampton, traveling in that direction, and the clouds here coming up on Memorial Drive Extension are licking the red lights in the intersection, so, and there's the sprinkles.
Thing. I'm going to have to break down and buy me a new radio, I guess. It just drops out of transmit. I'm coming up on Wade Hampton High School, so this is the scratchy zone for me. You may not be able to copy.
10-4XL.
Where are you? What's going on?
Doing good, Gary. If you don't mind me interrupting for a quick question, then I'll jump right back out again. Frank, KG4IGC down in Charleston, was posted a thing on the Small Fox contest group about how people were connecting their oscilloscopes up to their rigs. And in one of the videos, I saw you had one. We gave him a couple of ideas, but how do you do it if you don't, you guys don't mind me jumping in here, Matt?
Yeah, I saw that. He never did contact me. The scope that I'm using in the shack is actually a station monitor. It's a Kenwood, the SM, I think, 240. So it has a built-in coupler with the different levels of isolation. So you run the coax through, you know, PL259, SO239s in and out. And so that's how I'm monitoring the modulation in the shack. But I've also got... I'm trying to remember the name of the company now, but there's a company that sells isolated couplers that you put in line, and that's what I'm using in the workshop to watch things. And also, I added test points to my dummy loads, so I can, if worse comes to worse, I can throw a scope probe on a test point. But it's got to be a times 10, especially if I'm running power, because you get pretty good voltage coming off there at legal limit.
I keep threatening to move the scope over here to the bench, but it's got a noisy fan, and I don't like having it right next to the operating station. So I haven't yet. One of these days I'll find one of them fancy newer scopes that don't need all the old fan cooling and whatnot. Well, all right, I know about that company with the insertable things. I think I mentioned it to them, but I'm not sure. They're kind of high. Better to roll your own, I think. And that is a good idea about the dummy load. All right, let me jump out of here, and thanks, Gary. I'll let you pass it around where it needs to be. W4EY and 4XL.
Yeah, or somebody made, maybe it was you, made the suggestion of a resistive divider, and that should work just fine, too. All right, have a great day, and still raining here on Locust Hill Road. Go ahead, Tom.
4M, heading westbound on Wade Hampton Boulevard. I'm enjoying the light show right now. It has started to rain a little bit harder, just now passing Lowe's, so just to give you an idea where I'll be at. All right, that's right, David stepped out. No, he's back in here, that's right. He went and they were closed. All right, go ahead and take it, David.
4CBA. All right, so here's the verdict. I'm coming up on IHOP, and let's see what we got here. It does appear, wait a minute, oh no. Yeah, it looks like they're open, okay. So, yep, we're good. All right, we'll see you here. KB4CBA.
Place to go to breakfast a few days ago, and so I called around, and I knew they were open. So, yeah, they should, unless they changed, but they should still be open. And Denny's was open, their dining room, and Stack's Original was open, which is probably the best of the three as far as for breakfast. But it's over on Poinsett Highway, and this is the day that they were scheduled to start all the road work on Poinsett. Now, with the weather, I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but I'm trying to avoid that area if I can. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. Go ahead, Tom.
4 Mike is back. Sorry about that.
There you go.
KE4EA on public service. He is going to be joining us, but his ETA is probably 35 to 40.
Probably still 15 to 20 away, and raining heavy here on Locust Hill Road. So, great, excellent.
I told him, I said, I'm a good 15 out, and I bet Gary's 20 out. So if he wanted to leave, he'd still get there before the fun really started. But I'm at Edwards Road now, and it's coming down pretty good.
Well, this is not looking too good for the dog park trip I had planned afterwards, but just play it by ear. Maybe it'll blow through.
After watching the news last night, it seemed like it was supposed to be sporadic. The cells are supposed to be moving through pretty quickly, so there's some pretty good spaces in between. But you know how that weather changes, you know, by the hour, so it may just be sitting on us. Who knows?
Always a plan B.
When my feet hit the floor, I'm already working on F.
Just get waking up in the morning, just having the eyes open, that's a good first step.
And I am now passing Walmart, so I've got probably about 3 to 4 mics before I'll probably drop out because of the Paris Mountain. But I'll still be in here. Just let me know if you can't hear me.
5 at the moment. And, yeah, I'm just coming up on St. Mark Road, so I'm going to turn there and take a little shortcut over to Wade Hampton. And, yep, so we're rolling behind you here, but we are behind you.
Probably this morning, I could be enjoying this rain propagation, but like I said, I got on this morning, didn't see anything working sideband, so glanced over at SC8 and saw the Japan stations, and nothing really I needed, so I was basically waiting to see if Dave would wake up and call me back.
Yeah, well, I actually it was Matt, NU4E, who alerted me a few days ago that 10 meters was open. So I turned on the radio for the first time in a long time and worked a couple of stations in Texas and Louisiana, so that was kind of fun. And then played around on 6 meters for a while. So that's where I've been kind of hanging. And then, of course, working on the VHF-UHF station for field day, but then Matt and I are going to operate in the ARRL VHF contest, VHF-UHF contest coming up in mid-June, 2 weeks before field day. So we'll use the same equipment and shake it out and see if it plays.
Did Matt tell you that I broke his antenna?
Oh, when you were shooting, yeah, the lines up in his yard, yeah.
Fractured a couple of ribs, too, while I was at it. Yeah, using that small, cheap line is not advisable when you've got to put that much pressure to try to get that thing over a limb. But I felt very, very bad about that, but it's telling me not to worry about it. Plans have changed. They haven't made an official announcement yet, but I was notified by the events coordinator at the city of Greer, and they have postponed Freedom Blast this year. So KN4LBO and I are planning on being at field day, and I got a phone call. I'll be right back. KZ4M.
Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Z4 Mike has arrived.
Shortly, I'm on Wade Hampton and just down by the Walmart here, so we'll see you in a bit. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.